بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. تكلم أفهم الشيخ هذا الشافعي محمد اختصر نور الله مركضه. تايتل رفتار کا گفتار کا کردار کا عالم. رفتار کا گفتار کا کردار کا عالم. جب سے ہے میرے سامنے مولا کائنات, جب سے ہے میرے سامنے مولا کائنات, دربار سے پوچھے کوئی دربار کا عالم, دربار سے پوچھے کوئی دربار کا عالم. جب سے ہے میرے سامنے مولا کائنات, دربار سے پوچھے کوئی دربار کا عالم. جب سے ہوا ہے خالق گلشن سے رابطہ, جب سے ہوا ہے خالق گلشن سے رابطہ, گلزار سے پوچھے کوئی گلزار کا عالم, گلزار سے پوچھے کوئی گلزار کا عالم, دربار سے پوچھے کوئی دربار کا عالم. شمس و قمر کی روشنی سب مانگ پر گئی, شمس و قمر کی روشنی سب مانگ پر گئی, جب سے دیا اللہ نے انوار کا عالم, جب سے دیا اللہ نے انوار کا عالم. دربار سے پوچھے کوئی دربار کا عالم, دیکھو تو عاشقوں کی ذرا شان دوستو, دیکھو تو عاشقوں کی ذرا شان دوستو, رفتار کا گفتار کا کردار کا عالم, رفتار کا گفتار کا کردار کا عالم. دیکھو تو عاشقوں کی ذرا شان دوستو, رفتار کا گفتار کا کردار کا عالم, دربار سے پوچھے کوئی دربار کا عالم. گر اتباع سنت نبوی کا ہو چلن, صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم, گر اتباع سنت نبوی کا ہو چلن, رفتار سے پوچھے کوئی رفتار کا عالم, رفتار سے پوچھے کوئی رفتار کا عالم, دربار سے پوچھے کوئی دربار کا عالم. جب حشر میں بخشیں گے گناہوں کو کرم سے, جب حشر میں بخشیں گے گناہوں کو کرم سے, کیا ہوگا بھلا آپ کی سرکار کا عالم, کیا ہوگا بھلا آپ کی سرکار کا عالم. جب سے ہوا ہے گلشن, جب سے ہوا ہے خالق گلشن سے رابطہ, گلزار سے پوچھے کوئی گلزار کا عالم. جب سے دیا اللہ نے انوار کا عالم, رفتار کا گفتار کا کردار کا عالم, جب سے ہے میرے سامنے مولا کائنات, دربار سے پوچھے کوئی دربار کا عالم.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى, أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم, بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين. This very beautiful poem, and as usual we do carry on listening to the meaning of it also very attentively. It's a complete bayan for a lifetime. All the ash'ar of Hazrat, in short, in one page, Hazrat has given us such detailed bayans and so beautifully presented. And mashallah, Allah reward by Ijaz, he presents it also so beautifully. Raftar ka, guftar ka, kirdar ka alam. The world of one's way of walking, one's way of talking, and one's character. How that becomes your nature. Your character changes, your way of walking changes, your character, your way of talking changes. All this, when you make contact and your islah is made, you see the great changes. Jab se hai mere saamne maula e kainat, since Allah Ta'ala, who is the maula, the friend, the guardian of the entire world, since he is in front of me. And that is the darja of ihsan. أن تعبد الله كأنك تراه, that you worship Allah as though you see Him. And in other words, when the eyes of the heart are open, and with the eyes of your heart you see Allah Ta'ala, whether it is in your namaz, whether it is just when you are lying on your bed, middle of the night you get up, Allah is in front of you. You lift up your hands for du'as, Allah is in front of you. When that condition comes of a person, darbar se poochhe koi, darbar ka alam. Then ask that gathering, ask the people of the gathering, the condition of that gathering. Like Bhai Ibrahim was just saying, he was discussing with a friend, the safar to Swaziland. So those who were with, they know what was that safar. So ask them, those who were with, they will know what was the condition of that safar. Or like that, any other safar also, any other gathering also, those who are present know what that condition was. We attend the Bukhari Khatam Jalsa and the Anwarat of that time. Ask those who are present what was the condition of that gathering there. For all these things. So that when Allah is in front of you, and effort has been made that generally all who are in that gathering, Allah is in front of them. And then ask those people who are present, what's the condition of such a gathering? جب سے ہوا ہے خالق گلشن سے رابطہ. And since our Hazrat says, when I got connection with the creator of the garden, the beautiful gardens that we see, the garden is beautiful. How beautiful must be the maker of the garden and the maintainer. Here in Swaziland we went, and where we were staying our little house, and we were walking from the main house, on the way beautiful flowers and all different colors, and how beautifully, symmetrically equal they are. All the designs, each flower, who makes it? Can the flower, can the seed make all that? And more than that, if we study butterflies, Yusuf wrote one email, and all the Al-Qab he wrote, all the his sheikh, his everything to him. That all the different sciences of the world, his sheikh is a master of all those sciences also. But if you study the butterfly, perfectly, more better than a computer can make, very, very symmetrical, exactly the same design which is on this side is on that side. How many butterflies? Where is this place? Zanzibar. They got like butterfly farms, like, and amount of butterflies there, and the various types of butterflies, and the beauty of them. And how many butterflies? Allah is the maker of all of them. And how perfectly all man has done till today is copy Allah Ta'ala. And then, bare dinge marta hai. He boasts a lot, I did this. All he did was copy. And that copying also he couldn't do perfectly. He couldn't do it as what Allah Ta'ala has made. So Allah is the creator of the garden. And in that garden, how many birds, how many flowers, how many roses, how many water features, how many butterflies, all these things which are in the garden, Allah is the creator. And if you got connection with Allah, which Hazrat says, Mana ke mir, Gulshan e Jannat to abhi dur hai, that the garden of Jannat is still far. We have to live our whole life, the life of the Qadr, the day of Qiyamah, then inshaAllah, Allah will give us all Jannat. So Jannat is still far, lekin Arif je hai, Arif hai, jo Khaliq e Jannat ko dil mein liye huye. That way, Arif, a person who has recognized Allah, has got the creator of Jannat now in his heart already. And if you got Allah, so this is the effort to get Allah. And to get Allah is to make one's Islah. And Islah means purification of the heart, cleansing of the heart. Allah doesn't come in a dirty heart. This glass, ordinary tap water, we won't want to put in it if the glass is dirty. Zamzam is out of the question that we'll put Zamzam in the glass when the glass is dirty. So if the heart is dirty, how will Allah come in a dirty heart? And once the heart is clean, you don't even have to say, Aaja meri aankhon mein, samaja mere dil mein, Allah automatically comes into a clean heart. And wherever there is a clean heart, Allah comes into that heart. And of course, this does not mean the zat, the being of Allah comes into the heart. Allah's sifat, Allah's rahmat, Allah's love, Allah's kindness comes into the heart of that person. So this is when a person has connection with Allah Ta'ala. Gulzar se poochhe koi, gulzar ka adam. Ask the roses which are in the garden, what is the beauty of the rose garden? What will we know? If a person is so busy fixing up his car, he's a motor mechanic, what will he know about the garden and about the roses? A person who is a nurse in a hospital, attending to the patients have messed, there is blood, all that. What do, in that busy life of theirs, what do they want to know? What is the enjoyment of the garden? Ask the rose who is in the garden, what is the enjoyment of the garden? Similarly, those people who don't come to majlis, etc., how will they know what is the enjoyment of majlis? Those who are involved in all other things, how will they know what is the enjoyment? Like our friends write also, that some of them, due to legitimate reasons, they cannot attend. Making khidmat of the parents or whatever, or the wife is about to give birth, or she has just given birth, then they say how they miss the gatherings. Those who have tasted of it will know what that gathering is. Shams o Qamar ki roshni sab maand par gayi. The light of the moon, nowadays there is full moon, and you get up Fajr time also, you see so much light all around. If you get up to Hajjah time, light all around, because it's a full moon. Now it's dwindling, it's going towards the end. But that one moon lights up the whole earth. One sun, how much of light? But that sun and moon also becomes dumb. When does it become dumb? Jab se diya Allah ne anwar ka alam. When Allah Ta'ala gave the world of noor in the heart. This noor is not outside, it is in the heart. In other words, all the glitter and glamour of this world, a person was overtaken with his sports, a person was overtaken with woman, looking at porn, all haram things, a person was overtaken with fashion, brand names, cars, all this, the lifestyle of this world, wild life of this world. But as soon as a person has got Allah Ta'ala, Allah and Allah's Anwar has come in his heart, all these things just dwindle. They don't have any temptation for a person. Like your light is on in the masjid, lights are on Fajr time. After Fajr, people are reading Quran Sharif, lights are on. You are still sitting. Ishraq time comes now. This light, you don't even notice it's on. Many times you forget to switch it off also. Now it has lost its light. What power like in front of the light of the sun. Like that, once a person makes connection with Allah, the beauty and glamour of this world will just automatically leave a person. Then a person won't have to give up guna, guna will leave him. He won't have to become mindful, he won't have to give up ghaflat, unmindfulness. Unmindfulness will leave him. He will be conscious of Allah all the time. So what is required is to make connection with Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. And one of the means of that is by making zikrullah. There are two or three main things by which a person stays on the path and he enjoys his ibadat and he progresses. One is Sohbat al-Salihin, the company of the righteous who will remind him all the time of Allah, of Akhirah. If you don't have that, then there is no vacuum by Allah Ta'ala. You'll have the Sohbat of the Ghafileen. You'll have people who talk about dunya, about business, about things of this dunya. So your heart will become ghafil. And similarly, the other is dhikr, and two types of dhikr. One is dhikrullah, and one is tilawat of Quran Sharif. If a person has got that properly, and it makes his dhikr, and makes his tilawat properly, he will just increase all the time. So dhikr, dhakir ko madhkur tak poncha deta. Zikr takes the zakir and let him reach his mazkur, Allah Ta'ala. Also, there is also very true, and we should remember this when we make zikr, zakir, zakir ke dil ko muzakka bana deta hai. Zikr makes the heart of the zakir pure and clean. Mujalla bana deta hai, musaffa bana deta hai. It makes it shine, it makes it like a thrilling. Then the zikr makes the heart of a zakir, purifies it, makes it shine, and makes it brilliant in its radiance. The zikr, zikr, zakir ke dil ko muzakka, mujalla, musaffa bana deta hai. So this is all the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. So when Allah gives that roshni, that nur in the heart, now you won't even ask questions. You won't have doubts also. You won't need bayans also. When the anwar of Allah is in the heart, you see you will be guiding other people. And other people will be following you. Dekho to aashiqo ki zara shan dosto. See the shan, the way of the friends, the aashiqs or the lovers of Allah Ta'ala. Raftar ka, guftar ka, kirdar ka alam. See how they walk. See how they talk. See the character, all these things just see. You will see now a person who has got ta'alluq with Allah, his driving of the car is different. You will see clearly he's not taking sharp turns. He's not giving sharp breaks. When emergency is different. But you see him driving also, now you can see he is a modest person. He is giving way to other road users also. There is no question of road rage. In other words, he's a courteous driver. Walking also, coming to the door, he won't push his way first. He'll give way to other people. His way will change. You'll see how he uses his cell phone changes. Just how a person uses his cell phone, especially the touch phone. And you see one person, how he just moves. You can see the pride in there. And that bigness. And one moves, he also moves it. But he moves it in a very mild way, in a courteous way. You see the difference. When sitting to eat, you'll see the difference of that person, how he sits when he eats also. For example, we are all sitting and in a gathering. Then how he sits in that gathering. For example, even the sheikh is present. And a person sits with one leg on another leg. That's a way of sitting of the proud people. Which even in an ordinary way you shouldn't, but in front of your sheikh also you're sitting. You're sitting on a couch, for example, one leg you lift it up, you put it under the other leg, like a casual way. But the minute Allah has entered the heart, you will see that person, his whole thing will change. Whether even if sheikh is, when the sheikh is even more, you must be considerate. Very much more. But even if the sheikh is not present, you see a modesty in that person. You see humility in his choice of words, in his actions when he's making bayan also. The actions of his, all that you can see, who has got Allah in his heart and who hasn't got Allah in his heart. Who are thinking they've got Allah, everyone would like to think, I have got Allah in my heart. Very nice to think like that. But your actions will show. Your kirdar, your raftar, your guftar. Which Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thani, Rahmatullah Ali said, the two alims sit in front of me. For 2 minutes, they don't speak anything. Just sit. And I will tell you whose islah is made and whose islah is not made. And this has nothing to do with kashf or with ilm ghayb. This is open things. Like for example, you take your car to the motor mechanic, you tell him, every day I'm adding 1 pint of oil, 1 liter of oil, check up what's wrong. He walks to the back of your car and he sees your exhaust has burned black. So he tells you your rings are finished. So it doesn't mean this mechanic of yours is a big Allah wala and is getting kashf, and from the exhaust you can see it in the inside of your engine that your rings are finished, you have to put new rings in your engine. These are clear things that you can see. Your car is wobbling, not moving smooth. He just takes it for a drive, he comes, he says your the ball bearings are finished. He didn't open the wheel. He didn't go and check the inside from the outside, and he's not even using a scanner. Doctors still have to use scanning machines or x-ray machines to see, but he can just tell you this. That doesn't mean your mechanic is a big buzurg and a big Allah wala. So just like that, yeah, also you can see clearly the emails that come. Just from the sensor you can make out exactly this person here, how much pride he's got. And also one thing which is very important is that many try and hide their pride behind humility. To detect that pride is much more difficult. Outwardly you show that I'm very humble, but inside it's a lot of pride you have got still in you. And you are showing that pride which you are hiding behind humility and humbleness is not easy to detect for yourself also. You will fool yourself, perhaps your whole life also. And to treat it also is very difficult. That pride which is open, and you know I got pride, to detect it is very easy, to treat it is also very easy. So that is a very dangerous pride that hides. Like for example, a person, a masala comes, and they are all ulama, and one ulama say, what I know? I know nothing. So he's acting humble. But in the meantime, he's got objection to everyone's answer. Big people, he's got an objection to, whether he says it or not, in his heart he's got an objection. So he's a know-all. But he's acting that I know nothing. So this in everything, that is a very serious pride. So this is, dekho to aashiqo ki zara shaan dosto. The friends of Allah who are the true aashiq, see their condition. Raftar ka, kuftar ka, kirdar ka, alam. Everything you see them just different completely. And this is what draws people towards you then. And this is what chases people away from you. That if you are talking big, but these things, your raftar, kuftar, kirdar are not in order, people are not attracted to you. And a person who doesn't make no bayan. And there are so many buzurgs like that. No bayan, nothing. But this qualities of theirs you see. For example, once Mufti Rafi Usmani Sahib, Rahmatullah Ahmad Barakato, was visiting us here in Azadgarh. He was at Elsie's house, Lahair. He passed away, Allah grant them Jannat. So we went and meet Mufti Sahib, and we spoke everything for a little while. We left. And when we left by car, I was driving, I was leaving, and I saw in the rear view mirror, till the car did not vanish from his eyesight, he stood there looking at it. And such a great person. And this shows that kirdar of that person. When I went to meet Hadraji Maulana Masihullah Sahib Rahmatullah Ali in Jalalabad, after I completed my studies to take Hadrat's dua's advices, then Hadrat came and leave me right till the bus stop. Pani ho gaya. Where is Hadrat? And me, young student who just finished now graduated, but the character. So these are the things that automatically change of a person. Your choice of words change. How you speak, that will change. Your tone will change. You can see clearly whether a person wants to impress people or whether he wants to deliver a message. Whether he uses a simple style, where the most ordinary person can also get the message. Or whether he wants to impress people. So this is all, when Allah comes in the heart, all these things change. And this is by which a person mustn't test to judge other people, judge himself, and see his own condition. Agar ittiba'i sunnat-e-nabawi ka ho chalan, if we follow the way of Nabi-e-Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, raftar se poochiye koi, raftar ka alam, then ask the style of walking, from the style of walking. When sunnat will, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu Nabi, how high, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum should come and say, oh Allah's Nabi, we are worried, in Jannat, when we reach there, Allah grant us also Jannat, you will be where? You the Sayyidul Anbiya, the king, the leader of all the Anbiya, we are Sahaba. And what a difference between Sahaba radiallahu anhum, for us Sahaba, Sahaba. and how great they are, but compared to Nabuwat, and Sayyid al-Anbiya, yeah, when we think of you, we long for you, we come here, and we look at your face, we feel happy, we have seen you, we talk with you, etc. But Jannat, where are you going to be? And where are we going to be? Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, a person, al-mar'u ma'a man ahab, a person will be with whom he loves. This made the Sahaba so happy. They say, after accepting Islam, there was nothing that gave us more joy than this hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the Sahaba, they were Sahaba, but their condition, raftar se poochye koi, if you make it tibai sunnat, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Imamul Anbiya. But sometimes he used to walk in front of all, sometimes in the middle, sometimes at the back. So much of humility in everything. So raftar se poochye, raftar ka alam. The style of walking of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Maybe there must be quite a few people who will remember Maulana Qasim Seema sahab, Rahmatullah Ali of Newcastle. And if anyone took notice, his style of walking was a sunnat style. And what is that? Not difficult to develop. If you look down on the ground, automatically you will see there is a little like a hop in your walking. Like a little jerk from the back leg as it comes forward, because you are looking down. That was the style of walking, humility, looking on the ground all the time. Not looking around, it's not haram to look around, where necessary you look around, no problem. But in your walking, in the style of walking is a style of humility, of humbleness. Not a style where you are swinging your arms also, and the way you are walking like this, nobody else like you in the world. Now your style of walking will also change. The minute Allah comes in the heart, these things will all come automatically. Your style of walking also, you will see that you walk also according to sunnah. So ask the Sahaba, if you make it today sunnah, then your style of walking will be also that style of humility and humbleness. Jab hashar mein bakhshenge gunahon ko karam se, and on the day of Qiyamah, out of Allah's kindness, when Allah will forgive all out of His kindness, and we must make dua to end work towards there. Mustn't be no guna in our nama. If we at the time of mort, if there are guna, then we will go via hardships, difficulties, and we can't tolerate one mosquito at night. One fly is too much. Somebody just made a remark, and that upsets us for the whole day. Sometimes for days we are now despondent. Because that person didn't make salam to us, he didn't reply, he gave us a bad face. And how, and in the qabr, what are all these things? These are nothing. What will be in the qabr? So Allah will forgive on the day of Qiyamah. But to reach there with all the gunas and go through the whole long life of qabr with gunas, what will be one's condition? So we should make tawbah of our gunas and try our best that we get safe from all, and per chance any guna is committed, make tawbah immediately. And especially, alhamdulillah, many friends make effort to safeguard the gazers. But workplace, on the streets, a person falters again, and if you don't check yourself immediately, if you slip and you don't check yourself, you go on slipping. And you lose everything what you had acquired in 5 years, 10 years. And you can fall into terrible gunas also. So the minute where you must be on your guard all the time. And the minute you feel you have slept, makes immediately sincere. And that also, if Allah is in the heart, you'll become conscious of it immediately. And it will make you'll have like a panic attack. You won't be able to rest. You won't be able to be at ease at all until you don't make tawbah and you cleanse yourself. Jab hashar mein bakhshenge gunahon ko karam se, kya hoga bhala aapki sarkar ka alam. What will be the condition and happiness and joy of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? My whole ummah is forgiven. There is my ummah all going to Jannah. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his great love for his ummah, that Allah will give him maqami mahmood, which will be a huge, beautiful throne on which he will be seated and then taken to Jannah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had accepted, that is the adab, respect, Allah gave it as a gift, but he won't sit on it, he'll put his hand on it, that I have accepted it. And he will wait till each ummati has entered Jannah. Then he will sit. What will, and when Allah has forgiven the whole ummah, How happy won Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam be. So all this is to get Allah in the heart. And further, three main things. Sohbat al-Salihin, your Shaykh Sohbat, and what is adab, the love of the Shaykh, aqidat of the Shaykh, ittiba of the Shaykh, all those things. And zikrullah. And in zikrullah, zikr itself, and tilawat of Quran Sharif. And for example, to enjoy tilawat, whether we make it ourselves, or like sometimes the imam, how beautifully Quran is Quran. And when it's read, mashallah, with that lehja, with tajweed, etc., how it just pulls it pulls your heart out of its place. So this is all that takes a person very, very far and very fast and very high to Allah Ta'ala. And that is why we are in this world, to find Allah Ta'ala and to make our akhirat. May Allah bless us with all these realities, inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. This is from a letter from Maulana Muhammad Umar Ji from Pietermaritzburg. He has written a letter to Hazrat, and in the beginning he says that he went to a doctor and he had some sickness. And after this he says, the thought came to my mind that between my physical doctor and my wonderful spiritual doctor, I prefer my Hazrat. For my Hazrat prescribes treatment of which the side effects are not only splendid, but they treat other maladies too. The physical treatment gives side effects that cause other maladies. So my Hazrat prescribes treatment of which the side effects are not only splendid, but they treat other maladies too. The physical treatment gives side effects that causes other sicknesses. Then he's written a poem here. Setting Hazrat's shoes straight. You get irritated when they rush to set the Shaykh's shoes straight. Yet you smile like a fool when the air hostess upon you does wait. You cannot take it when I imitate my Hazrat's hat and sunnah attire. But when you wear your designer clothes, you want the world to admire. When you hear my Hazrat being quoted, you complain and ask, where's the Dalil? Dalil means proof. Yet, you will narrate the propaganda from your box and expect others to listen with zeal. My excitement around my Hazrat's majlis, you look upon with disdain, hatred, disdain. But your jumping in the sports stadium must be regarded as totally sane. Ah, for you is your life and for me is mine. You make dua for me as I will for you. And maybe one day we will both understand when it is your shoes that is set straight too. Setting Hazrat's shoes straight. You get irritated when they rush to set the Shaykh's shoes straight. Yet you smile like a fool when the air hostess upon you does wait. You cannot take it when I imitate my Hazrat's hat and sunnah attire. But when you wear your designer clothes, you want the world to admire. When you hear my Hazrat being quoted, you complain and ask, where's the Dalil? Yet you will narrate the propaganda from your box and expect others to listen with zeal. My excitement around my Hazrat's majlis, you look upon with disdain. But your jumping in the sports stadium must be regarded as totally sane. Ah, for you is your life, and for me is mine. You make dua for me as I will for you. And maybe one day, we will both understand when it is your shoes that is set straight too.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Letters that were written to Hazrat and Hazrat's replies. Baba Dost say, Ek alim ka khat. From Barbados, one alim wrote to Hazrat. Alhamdulillah, Hazrat wala ki duaon ki barkat se baafiyat ho, aur Hazrat wala madzilo ki afiyat ka mutamanni hai. Alhamdulillah, I'm well, and I make dua that you also be well. Banda apne ustad wa murshid muhtaram, Hazrat Aqdas Sayyid Maulana Abrar Ahmed sahab se bayat tha. My previous bayat connection was Hazrat Maulana Abrar sahab Dhuliyawi, rahimahullah, who visited us here many times, also a very, very great alim, a very, very great buzur. Talbi ilmi ke waqiyat istikhara kiya tha, ke waqt istikhara kiya tha. When I was a student, I made istikhara, aur qalbi tasalli ki itila dekar darkhas ki thi. And then when I was satisfied in my heart, I informed Maulana Abrar Sahib. Maulana Abrar is the Ustad of Maulana Musa Patel and them also in Tarkeshwar. So I informed Hazrat, Bayat ki thi, Bayat farmane ki, that he makes me Bayat. Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali ne baad asar majlis mein hazir hote rehne ko farmaya tha. The majlis that used to take place after asar, Hazrat said, remain sitting after the majlis. In other words, then I will make you Bayat. Hazrat Wala, now is addressing our Hazrat, main gunegar ho, I am a sinner, nafs ka bimar ho, I am sick in my nafs, aur apni islah ka behad muhtaj ho, and I am greatly in need of my islah, aur islah ki fikr bhi hai, and I am concerned about my islah also, and that must be every person. A person whose condition is that person moves forward. But whose be fikr, not worried of his islah, doesn't feel I need islah, like that he says casually, I'm the worst, I'm a big gunegar, I'm like the feces of people, but really, those are just words, when the reality is there. Mere Hazrat Marhum Rahmatullah Ali ke baad, aap wala madd zillahu ko apna muslih, apna murshid, mushfiq aur khair khaa maankar, after my shaykh, now I feel that you, O Hazrat, our Shaykh Hazrat Maulana, Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Rahmatullah Ali, that you will be my muslih, you will be correct me, murshid, you will be my guide, mushfiq, my very compassionate and kind elder, or khair kha, and wishing my good, mankar, believing all this, aap se aajizana darkhas karta ho, ke aap wala mujhe baat farma kar, and I did request you now, that humbly, that please accept me and make me bad. Jis tarah munasib samjhe, banda ki islah farmaye. And as you feel fitting and proper, you make my islah. Jawab. Aapko khat se bayat kar liya. I have made you bad by letter already. Where is Pakistan? Where is Barbados? Ye bayat Usmani ki sunnat hai. And this is the sunnat of bayat Usmani. And this proves also, you can make somebody bad who is far away. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Hudaybiyah, when the news came that Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu has been made shaheed. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we will revenge his death. And he asked the Sahaba to take bayat on that. And they placed their hands. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam put his hand, the other hand on top, and said, this is the hand of Usman. So those who become bayat like that, it is Bayat Usmani, that though they are not present, but the Bayat of a person who is far away can also be made, and this is the sunnat of Bayat Usmani. Parcha Ma'amul Hamra is par amal kare. And I'm sending the Ma'amulat form together with this letter, make amal on it. Jab mulaqat hogi, haath par Bayat kar lunga. And the proper official Bayat also we'll do, whenever we will meet and we'll be together, then we'll do the official Bayat also. InshaAllah ta'ala. What hota ho, to Maulana Asif ke saath South Africa aajai. Hazrat was coming to South Africa. And another alim, Maulana Asif, Hazrat said, if you are in a position, you also come and we can be together there in South Africa, we can meet there. Ek para tilawat Quran paak, and make, read Quran Sharif one supara daily, aur munajat ki manzil bhi jari rakhe. And munajat maqbool, read one manzil also daily. Hifazat nazar aur hifazat qalb ka ihtimam zaruri hai. And guard your gazes and guard your heart also. Don't look at wrong and evil, don't think about wrong and evil. Don't fantasize, etc. also. This is also absolutely essential. That together with all vitamin tablets, don't take poison also. You are very health conscious, like a person goes to a restaurant and he orders all burgers and everything, all unhealthy food, and then he says, I want Diet Pepsi. Now he's very health conscious. Now it must be Diet Coke or Diet Pepsi. So what's it going to help? All other harmful things you are having, all good you are doing, and together with that haram also. You are eating very, very vitamin foods, but together with that, you are having some poison also. How is it going to help? So therefore, what the good, one supara, Quran Sharif, munajat, maqbool, tahajjud, whatever, all the good also. But very, very important that stay away from guna also. You are filling a big 200 liter drum, petrol price going up 50 cents a liter. So you fill up a 200 liter drum, 2000 liter drum. But at the bottom there is a hole. First close the hole. Then you get that hole there and all your petrol, not only will it leak out, it's a dangerous hazard, fire hazard. Otherwise, how lot of other harm can be caused by it. So you are doing lot of ibadah, but your gunas, that whole of the gunas, you're not blocking that. So how are you going to benefit? So that is very, very essential. Before, in fact, like Hazrat's beautiful poem, La ilaha muqaddam hai kalma-e tawheed mein. First is block the hole. First is block your unhealthy foods, all your haram things, all the things, block it. You are making not ibadah, but you are looking at porn, you are going out with prostitutes, all that other ibadah, everything is washed away, completely washed away. What is the use of that? So first block all that. Now, if you just saved up 1 liter of petrol also, you save 50 cents. Okay? Now you eat not even vitamin foods, nice, good, ordinary, healthy foods, it's going to be healthy for you. First, block the haram. That is important. So that advice Hazrat gave there. In Kashkole Marifat, Husne Khatima ka Nuskha number 5, the fifth prescription. To get for oneself guaranteed maut on iman, which is a very, very great thing. If a person has got that worry, he will remember all these, and not only on one of them will he practice, but of all of them. And this one is the same again, bad nazri se hifazat. To protect oneself from haram, looking at haram. But nazri se hifazat par halawat iman hone ka wada hai. In the hadith we are promised in the hadith that if you don't look at haram, then iman ata halawat iman, the sweetness of iman, which many people ask, we are making ibadat, zikr, tilawat, namaz, but no enjoyment. That enjoyment is the halawat. It is the thought of Allah Ta'ala, and a person who is deprived of it is because he's not guarding his gazes, not guarding his thoughts. Evil things are coming, so you won't get the enjoyment. But nazri se hifazat par halawat iman hone ka wada hai. And if you safeguard your gazes, there is the promise that you will be given the sweetness of iman. Aur halawat iman jab dil ko ek martaba ata ho jayegi, and one time if the sweetness of iman comes into the heart of a person, to phir kabhi wapas nahi li jayegi, it won't be taken back. An ordinary person of this world who's fairly, not 100% fairly, he's got good character, he gave somebody a hadiah, whether it was even his wife or his children also, or anyone else, after that a fight broke out, now your hearts became bitter to each other. But if you got little bit in you, you won't take back that. And that comes in the hadith, it's like the food you have eaten, and then you vomit it out again. When you take it back again, it's like you vomited it out again. So a person, ordinary person with reasonable character, I gave it, it's finished now, forget it. I'm not taking it back now. We got our differences, we are fighting now like cats and dogs. But what I gave, it's finished. I'm not going to take, don't even talk about it. But unfortunately, today there are so many husbands who demand back the jewelry from the wife. And they gave her the first night, wedding time, before the wedding they went and give jewelry, which is all custom also, not correct. But they gave jewelry, and one day after the wedding, 1 week, the husband himself or his mother or his sister demand the jewelry from that young girl. What is this? You break that girl's heart like that. You fooled her. She realizes they made me a big fool, giving me all this jewelry and making me happy, and now they're taking it away again. So that is not. How many other people make ihsan on somebody and then ihsan jatana? They talk about it. You remember, I did this for you. Talk about the idea, I have this person. I saved him, yeah. I did this for him. So all like that. But a person who has got some character, he doesn't talk about any favors he has done to any person. Allah Rabbul Izzah, if he gave you Iman, where is Allah going to take it back again? Once he gave you the gift of Iman, any gift, Allah won't take it back again. تو پھر کبھی واپس نہ لی جائے گی. بس حسن خاتمہ کی بشارت اس عمل پر بھی ہے. That when you safeguard your eyes and Allah has made fitrat insan in the nature of man, you like to look. That woman tempts you. Her complexion, her way of talking, her legs, her figure, her breast, all, everything, how it attracts you. But you speak to Allah, Allah, I want to look. My desire, my nafs is telling me I must look. That you'll never see a woman like this again. This is your chance to look. But Allah, for your sake, I'm not looking. And then see what Allah will give you. In this world, for somebody you say, for your sake I won't do this. I really want to do this, but I won't do it for your sake, Ya Allah. And Allah knows, talk with Allah. And then see what Allah will give you and how you will progress, with what speed and at what heights you will go and how far you will go. These are the times. And as Hazrat has written here also towards the end, today we complain it's very difficult to look after the eyes. On the roads, the newspapers, billboards, wherever you go, it's a woman you will, who is in front of you. All the time, you go to a bank, you go to a shop, it's a woman. And how they speak, they look into your eyes. And they'll put their face right into your face. And all that perfume. So I would say these are all certificates of Iman being distributed freely, openly. You just guard yourself. If there wasn't all this, you don't get the opportunity to safeguard your eyes. So all this year, what is there? This is the time you get. But you just become little strong. And that is why we should spend time in the Khanqa. And we spend a 40-day period. And 40-day period has got a great relevance. Allah has made the child in the womb of the stomach. And Allah refers to it not as 4 months, but as 340-day periods, which equals 40 months. 40-day period has always, long before Tabligh Jamaat came into existence, by the Buzurgs, to spend the Chilla 40 days was always in the vogue, right from the beginning, all the time. Because 40 days is a period where habits can be changed, and not only changed, like milk. If you take milk and you put it in water, it will dilute with the water, mix with the water, but from that milk, make butter. Now butter, you put it in water, it won't, it will remain butter. So that is, you become strong. In this 40-day period, try and acquire that ability of taqwa to that extent that you go out again in the, you're not going to stay all the time in the khanqa. You've only got this 40 days, which are very few days. And in this 40 days, you have to solidify yourself. So that when you go back again in the environment, you don't become like the environment. You make the environment like you. You affect the environment, not that the environment affects you again. So that is a 40-day period that Allah Ta'ala has given. So this, yeah, 40 days you stay in the masjid, and fortunately also, little bit of digression, yeah, but in our masjid, alhamdulillah, there are no females who come in clean. Unfortunately, many masjids, they got females to come and clean the masjid, non-Muslims, or even if it's Muslims, they don't consider their monthlies also. With their monthlies also, they're coming in the masjid. How terrible isn't that? Yeah, alhamdulillah, there isn't. With little bit of effort, you won't see a woman for 40 days. With your eyes. Now don't go and look at her on porn. Don't bring her in your mind and look at her. Keep, even with your halal wife, keep less contact as possible. Keep contact. Speak to them, make them comfortable also, but not all unnecessarily and all that. 40 days, spend it correctly, and you solidify, and you will see for life, you will affect other people. And in this 40 days also, mashallah, how many brothers are here spending the 40 days also? One very important thing also, try and make every namaz with takbir ula. So you get a certificate, bara'atu minan nar. And so easy here, that when we are here for 40 days, just make sure that every namaz is with jama'at, with takbir ula, and you get your certificate from Allah, bara'atu minan nar. You are, and bara'atu minan nifaq. No hypocrisy in that person. And so easy, just spend that 40 days. And mashallah, so many brothers have made the niyat, they are here already, they are spending their 40 days. What a great opportunity, what a great basharat for such people. So a person who will safeguard his eyes for 40 days and consciously and properly, then inshallah after this and without any exaggeration, we noticed it by Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali, we spent Ramzan with Hazrat in Saharanpur, there by, like by our Hazrat, Hazrat Hakim Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, how much emphasis is put on safeguarding the eyes, there it was not openly like that. But I saw that when we came out from there and we walked on the, on each day, when we walked on the street, women everywhere of course, but there was absolutely no inclination. That time we didn't appreciate it, we didn't acknowledge it, we didn't think of it. After that I came home with the karanja and on the shop, that time it was known, is Jahannam that shop, the fitnas which are on the shop. And I witnessed it also, but with the chilla or the Saharanpur by Hazrat, alhamdulillah, without any mujahada, to save oneself from that fitna was just so easy. It wasn't anything difficult. So just in the chilla, solidify ourselves. And you will see afterwards that people think it's impossible to achieve in this time and age. For you will be just a natural thing. It will be just the ABC stuff. You will manage it so easily. So may Allah give us tawfiq, we spend our time correctly and give us all tawfiq that we solidify ourselves in this way. So this is an occasion also. The hadith, Huzur sallallahu alayhi wa sallam irshad firmati, inna nadra sahmum min sihami iblis masmu. The eyes, the look of the eyes, the glance of the eyes, the haram, is a arrow of shaitan, poisonous arrow, which has been dipped in poison and now it is being thrown. Man tarakaha makhafati, a person who gives it up, doesn't look, he wants to look, he's got that desire. And the more desire you got and you don't look, the more higher you fly. The less desire you got, the less you fly. But the more desire you got and you don't look, then more greater your reward is. Abdaltuhu imanan. Allah says, I changed that sacrifice of his. Such iman I gave him, yajidu halawatahu fi qalbi. He finds the sweetness of that iman in his heart. Actually, our Shaykh Rahmatullah explains, who even a human, Muslim, non-Muslim, animal also, what the taste buds, a dog also knows what is sweet, what is sour, what is hot, what is cold. A human being, Muslim, non-Muslim, but it is just on the tongue. This is not on the tongue, it's in the heart. And it will remain in the heart. What is on the tongue is whatever you are enjoying, your ice cream, your jalebi, your barfi, whatever, your biryani, but it's only while it's on the tongue. The minute it goes down the throat, now the enjoyment is not there. Now, in most cases, all this luxury food causes illnesses now, causes problems now. But this sweetness of iman doesn't go through the tongue, directly into the heart. And not with your hands, you put a morsel of food in your mouth. Allah puts it into your heart. Allah puts that iman into your heart. And that iman, once it's entered, it stays there. Ye hadith Qudsi hai, jiski tarif Mullah Ali Qari, rahmatullah Ali ne is tarah farmaye. There is a hadith Qudsi. And what is a hadith Qudsi? Well, hadith alladhi yubayyinuhu al-Nabiyyu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the hadith. Wa bi lafzihi. وَيُنْسِبُهُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّهِ. And he says, my Allah said this. He says the hadith, and he says, my Allah said this. This is what is called hadith Qudsi. Or Mullah Ali Qari farmate hai, وَقَدْ وَرَدَ. It has been narrated, أَنَّ حَلَاوَةُ الْإِيمَانِ إِذَا دَخَلَتْ قَلْبًا لَا تَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ عَبَدًا. The sweetness of iman, once it enters the heart, it never goes out. It remains in there. So wherever we see this woman, then just you safeguard your gazes. And you will get the sweetness of iman. And 100 times 100 women come, you don't have to get parishan. You must get happy, I got 100 certificates of Jannah today. 100 certificates that I'll be saved from a bad mort. My mort will definitely come on iman. Just keep on collecting certificates from Allah Ta'ala. Like students, they like to collect different types of certificates. Yeah, the certificate of iman, of husna khatima. The more they are women, the more the temptation is. But just don't look and you are collecting certificates of husna khatima. اور یہ حلاوت ایمان کبھی واپس نہ ہوگی. بس اس عمل پر بھی ایمان پر خاتمہ کی بشارت ثابت ہوگی. سو بائی دس عمل that when you don't look at other haram woman where you are not supposed to look, and we should also be careful. Many of us on the streets we save our gazes, but in the houses with family women who we have to make parda from, we don't make parda. We look at them, we should they also guard our gazes. So guard our gazes and have proper shari parda. یہ دولت حسن خاتمہ آج کل سڑکوں پر تقسیم ہو رہی ہے. حضرت says this great treasure today is being distributed freely on the streets. These women are walking around freely, how they are dressed, so it's being distributed freely. And then all you do is safeguard yourself. نظر کی حفاظت کیجئے. By safeguard your nazar. اور یہ دولت حاصل کر لیجئے. And you acquire this great treasure which is being given out all free of charge on the streets. All you have to do is one thing, is safeguard your nazar. And if you are finding difficult, spend one chilla. Spend it correct and solidify yourself. Now when you will go out, no problem whatsoever. Many things also, there are many things, glue for example, they say you must give it 10 seconds, then bond the truth. Now if you didn't, then it will come loose, it's not going to do properly, whatever the condition is. So here also 40 days, and do it correctly, and guarantee you will get these treasures. And these treasures then for you were for lifetime. May Allah Ta'ala bless us. We were reading about Mahmud Ghaznavi, who joined the crooks to go and steal, and then he saw them himself, so he sent the police to go and arrest them. The court case took place and he was the witness himself, so there was no need of any other witness. So now they were all sentenced to death. اس شخص کا چہرہ خوف اور امید کبھی زرد کبھی سرخ ہو رہا تھا. But in that five people with various capacities, one of them said, who I see at night, I recognize him 100% during the day. Sometimes he was becoming very fearful that the sentence of death has been announced. But on the other side, hope also came on him. That he's the king, and the king is just, if he says, everything will be overturned. کہ بادشاہ محمود نے جلالت خسروانہ کے ساتھ حکم نافذ فرمایا. And the king, in his honor and grandeur, greatness, he has given the order that they must be executed. ان سب کو جلادوں کی سپور کر کے دار پر لٹکا دو. Hand them over to the people who execute and hang them on the gallows. اور چونکہ اس مقدمہ میں سلطان خود شاہد تھے, the king himself was a witness, اس لیے کسی اور کی گواہی ضروری نہیں, there was no need of anyone else's evidence also. یہ سنتے ہی اس شخص نے دل کو سنبھال کر ادب سے عرض کیا. That person who recognized the king, now putting his heart, making it strong, he said with great respect, کہ اگر اجازت ہو تو ایک بات عرض کرنا چاہتا ہوں. If there's permission, I wish to say one thing. اجازت حاصل کر کے اس نے کہا, حضور, when he got permission, he said, sir, ہم میں سے ہر ایک نے اپنے مجرمانہ ہنر کی تکمیل کر دی. All of us, whatever we were good at, what was our speciality, we have shown it and we have done it. We found out where the treasure was, we jumped the wall, we collected the treasure, that we did. اور ہنر کا حضور حسب وعدہ فرما دیا جائے. اور and now he say اب خسروانہ ہنر کا ظہور. You said that if I just shake my beard, a person who is 100% guilty, he also gets off the hook and he will be saved. Now you show your work, what you said you can do. میں نے آپ کو پہچان لیا ہے. I've recognized you are the same one. You were with us at night. آپ نے وعدہ فرمایا تھا کہ میری داری میں ایسی خاصیت ہے کہ اگر کرم سے ہل جاوے تو مجرم خلاصی پا جاوے. That you said that if my beard just moves a little bit, then the person who is found guilty, he will be left off the hook. لہذا اے بادشاہ اب اپنی داری ہلا دیجئے. Now you just shake your beard little and you give that permission. تاکہ آپ کے لطف کے صدقے میں ہم سب اپنے جرائم کی عقوبت و سزا سے نجات پا جائے. And by the kindness of yours, in that we all get freed from our wrong that we have done, and we have been found guilty and we must be put to the gallows, that we are set free from there. ہماری ہنروں نے تو ہمیں دار تک پہنچا دیا. Our expertise led us to the gallows. اب صرف آپ ہی کا ہنر ہمیں اس قوت سے نجات دلا سکتے ہیں. Now it is only your speciality that can save us from the gallows. آپ کی ہنر کے ظہور کا ہی وقت ہے, یہی وقت ہے. This is the time that you can show that and you move your beard. ہاں کرم سے جلد داری ہلا دیجئے. Yes please, جلد quickly move your beard and give the order that we must be set free. کہ خوف سے ہمارے کلیجے منہ کو آ رہے ہیں. That because of you fear our hearts are coming to our throats. اپنی داری کی خاصیت سے ہم کو جلد مسرور فرما دیجئے. But the speciality of your beard make us happy very quickly. سلطان محمود رحمت اللہ علیہ اس گفتگو سے مسکرایا. The king smiled when he heard this بیان. اور اس کا دریائے کرم مجرمین کی فریاد و نالہ استرار سے جوش میں آ گیا. And his sea of kindness and forgiveness by the worry and anxiety of these criminals, it came into جوش. اور ارشاد فرمایا کہ تم میں سے ہر شخص نے اپنی اپنی خاصیت دکھا دی. Each one has shown his speciality. حتیٰ کہ تمہارے کمال اور ہنر نے تمہارے گردنوں کو مبتلا کہر کر دیا. And your specialities, all your achievement what you have done have made you reach the gallows and you are on the throes of death. بجوز اس شخص کے کہ یہ سلطان کا عارف تھا. Besides this person who recognized the king and the kindness of the king. اس کی نظر نے رات کی ظلمت میں ہمیں دیکھ لیا تھا. His eyes saw us in the darkness of the night. اور ہمیں پہچان لیا. And he has recognized us. بس اس شخص کو اس گناہ اس نگاہ سلطان شناس کے صدقے میں تم سب کو رہا کرتا ہوں. And because of him that he recognized me and my promise, I set all of you free. مجھے اس پہچاننے والے آنکھ سے شرم آتی ہے. I've got شرم in me that this person who recognized me and I made my promise کہ میں اپنی داری کا ہنر ظاہر نہ کروں. That I don't show the speciality which is in my beard, that I just make a sign that set them free and they get set free. Fida, in front we read all the benefits of the story. That was the story. Now the great morals and lessons, of which quite a few are mentioned, 5 are mentioned, that we will read inshallah. And those are the important things that we must take with us, the benefits which are mentioned there inshallah.
دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئی بتائے دریاؤں کو ایسی روانی کس نے دی, کس نے چمکتا دن بخشا یہ رات سہانی کس نے دی, ننے منے پودوں کو گلشن میں جوانی کس نے دی, وہ یکتا قدرت بھی رکھتا ایسا ہے میرا اللہ ایسا ہے میرا اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. کوئے ارض کو گردش میں یوں زیر فلک رکھا کس نے, سورج چاند ستاروں میں نور چمک رکھا کس نے, لیلا کے فانی چہرے پر ایسا نمک رکھا کس نے, خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے خالق حسن کی ہر لہجہ ہے شان نئی سبحان اللہ الا 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 اللہ لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. دل کو اگر چمکانا ہو تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم عنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا آمنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار. یا اللہ ہمارے حضرت کے جو اشارات ہیں ان کو سننے کو عمل کرنے کی پوری توفیق نصیب فرما. یا ہمارے حضرت کی عمر میں عمل میں ان کی صحت میں زبردست برکت عطا فرما. یا اللہ پاک ان کی سایہ ہمارے اوپر قائم دائم فرما. حضرت کی تعلیمات کے اوپر دل و جان سے عمل کرنے توفیق نصیب فرما. جو کوتاہیاں ہوتے ہیں معاف فرما. یا اللہ آئندہ ہمیں سچی پکی توبہ کرنے کی توفیق نصیب فرما. یا اللہ پاک تقوی ہم سب کو خیر و عافیت سے نصیب فرما. یا اللہ نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم جو خیر آپ سے مانگی ہیں وہ سب خیریں ہمیں عطا فرما. جو شروع سے پناہ چاہیے ہم سب کو ان شروع سے پناہ عطا فرما. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقہ محمد وعلى آلہ وصحبہ اجمعین. فضل سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله.
Thus we read in the Ash'ar that a person's way of walking, character, everything talking will change. Then a person will see, he speaks to his wife also, not like a big boss and not ordering her, but humbly. He'll never miss out, please, even when he asks his wife. You won't order her for something. Jazakallah will be continuously on his tongue. He'll appreciate it. But his juniors also, he won't in an authoritative and bossy way. But there will be humbleness in everything. Making mashura also. He won't insist on his view. He will present his view, present his arguments properly, why it should be like this. But he won't that this must be happen. What I say must go. Not by words and neither by his attitude it will be there. His whole life will change. And many people think, what is this tasawwuf? Waste of time. What are people going to do there? If tasawwuf comes in you, you will become the beloved of the world. People will admire, people will honor you wherever you go if you have that character. Many people, if our some work is not getting done, then we just blame the person, the officer. He's like this, he's like that. You don't see your own fault. You are at fault, but you don't see his fault. So when this reality comes, you are a change. This is what is tasawwuf. Tasawwuf is not just tahajjud, and tasawwuf is not just lot of zikr, etc. But all that is to bring this, that you become an insan. Which Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Ali said, if you want to become a buzur, go to some other khanka. If you want to become a human being, come to my khanka. I will make you a human being here. So this is what we have to develop within ourselves.